We've heard some ridiculous proposals before, but what about this one? There are calls for children's toys to be sold in plain packages. No more pink and purple Barbie dolls or colourful car packets. Someone wants to sell children's toys in plain packets, just like plain packaging on cigarettes. The Adelaide branch of the women's group Zonta International says some toys teach girls to be sexy and submissive and boys to be macho and dominant. They've made a submission to a Senate inquiry suggesting there needs to be a campaign to put children's toys in plain packaging. This is no April Fool's Day joke. That's tomorrow. With his view on this, the policy director at the Institute of Public Affairs, Simon Breheny, is on the line. Simon, good afternoon.
G'day, great to be with you.
It's not April Fool's Day.
No, that's tomorrow.
Zonta International. I've never heard of Zonta International, but they're taking this seriously. They've made a submission to the Senate inquiry into domestic violence and gender inequality. They say sexualisation of young children through products, dress, toys and cosmetics reinforces that girls should be sexy and submissive, boys should be dominant and macho, important and strong. I thought they were just boys probably wanting to play with some cars, and some girls probably want to play with some dolls, and sometimes the girls like playing with the cars and sometimes the boys like playing with the dolls.
That's exactly right. And if you're the parent of a young boy or girl, you'll know that sometimes it can be pretty difficult to tell a young boy what they play with or a young girl what they play with. They just pick up toys and they end up playing with what they want to. But the real problem with this is the bow that Zonta International is drawing. It's not just, I mean, this is a really silly proposal. I think it's a ridiculous proposal, but there's something really dangerous going on here, which is that they're trying to link the way that children's toys are packaged and domestic violence. And I actually think that's really abhorrent. Mm. I don't think that there is any link. They haven't put forward any evidence to back up their claim. And so trying to draw, I think, the link between those two things is really offensive, and it lets violent perpetrators of domestic violence off the hook.
I think it might have been Larissa Waters from the Greens. I think we spoke about this when she was first suggesting this. She was campaigning against gender stereotype toys. And I think, I'll have to go back to my records, but I'm pretty sure it was Larissa Waters who said at the time a similar thing, that this feeds into domestic violence.
Yeah, which, look, I think is absolutely ridiculous. And if you want to make that argument, then, you know, make that argument. If you want to write articles, fine. You know, if someone wants to come on your program and talk about these issues, okay, you know, I think they're wrong. But the real problem here is that they're asking for the government to apply mandatory plain packaging of children's toys in the same way, and they've linked it back to mandatory plain packaging of tobacco products, which was brought in under Nicola Roxon in 2012. But I just think, you know, this is not a proposal that they've actually thought through. It's ridiculous, and it's something that I think parents will reject, and certainly I hope any policymakers with their hands on the levers of power will reject this idea too.
Can you imagine how confused the kids would be? I mean, just pause for a moment and imagine the kids thinking, what's going on here? What's inside this box?
And at the end of the day, this is a choice for parents to make. You know, if parents want to, you know, give their young boys a Barbie doll or give their young girls an action figurine, then all right, you know, fair enough. Yeah. It's up to you as a parent to instill values into your kids. It's not up to the government. It's not up to a government bureaucrat to step in and say, I'm going to make those decisions from Canberra about the relationship that parents and kids have, and I'm going to make the determination about what values should be instilled in the next generation of children.
A very strange world we're living in. It's getting stranger. Simon, good to talk to you.
Thanks, Ben. Good to see you.
Simon Breheny, who's a policy director at the Institute of Public Affairs.